You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is, of course, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and we're learning about a very exciting new app that you might have heard of. It's called Kupu, and you can use it to take a photo of virtually anything, and the app will tell you the reo word for it. So Lisa Paraku is a business manager from Spark who helped to launch the app, and I spoke to her about how the initiative started. And I started by asking her what her position at Spark is.
I'm the business manager, Māori. So I'm sort of like the kaitiaki, the supporter, the guardian of all things Māori at Spark.
Perfect. And it's a good way to integrate tikanga into it, I bet.
Aye. So we formed the Spark Māori business strategy about a year and a half ago in April. And that was, I came back off a one-year sort of unpaid sabbatical, and I'd gone home to my iwi and community, and they had set the tono, so there was a request from my elders to come back into the corporate world and essentially give voice to what they call kanohikitia, so for our people to be seen, to be connected, to be empowered. And that was sort of the background to that kōrero from my elders, was that essentially we as a people, Māori people, need to kanohi ki te kanohi, so be face-to-face. But in this day and age, and one of my nannies, over 80, rocks out her mobile phone, and she says, but Lise, now it's about kanohi ki te pukumata me kanohi ki te ahangarau. So face-to-Facebook and face-to-technology.
Yeah.
So for our people to grow and to unite and to heal, the tono, the request was that we give voice to kanohi kitia using those sort of technologies. So that was quite a nice tono, but how do you do that? It's a corporate environment, hey? So I sort of came back and I pitched a business case to our exec at the time, and that started the Spark Māori business strategy, which has been quite a journey. And this Kupu app is one of the initiatives that sits under that.
Right.
Banner.
It's so cool to hear that that's going on, because, I mean, that's active partnership of Te Tiriti.
Aye. And also really discovering the shared space, hey, between sort of Te Ao Māori and our national identity. So I guess the people of the land and all the people who choose this land as their home. So it's been quite beautiful, actually, watching that space sort of evolve and people start to recognise, regardless of ethnicity, where they've come from, the true value of Te Ao Māori, the partnership, the treaty, and our beautiful language and culture.
So do you want to, just to give us the listeners a little bit of an understanding, just explain what the app is?
Sure. It's an open platform application which runs on sort of the base is Google machine learning, so that's its base, a Spark platform, and it's a really fun and easy app that's used to take a picture, a whakaahua, and then it translates whatever the image is. So there may be a few things in the image, and it will give you the options to translate those things in the image. So quite nice and simple. It's on the premise that learning a single word each day can really help with collective knowledge of Te Reo Māori.
Yeah.
So that's sort of where it started from, I guess, is what could we do? So that was Spark, Kōrā Aotearoa, Spark New Zealand, and Google. We recognised quite early that our pukinga, our expertise, was in technology. Right, the digital world and technology. So using that, and our heart was sort of in the supportive revitalisation of Te Reo Māori and our culture in Aotearoa. So what platform could we use to really support them? So that's what the app does. Really easy. You click, like you take a photo, and it will translate, give you options. And then it has a loop back so that you can essentially feed back in if that's not the image you were looking for, and just help the machine learning learn.
Right.
Essentially.
And I mean, you talk about collective knowledge, but that's also a way of, you know, several times a day when you pick up the phone and doing it, seeing the world through a Māori vision, I suppose.
Aye. So it's kupu-based, but as you'll know, with Reo Māori, what sits behind the kupu is our whole culture and stories, you know, intermingled. So Te Aka Māori Dictionary are really the ones that had the mātauranga, the wisdom and the knowledge in that space.
Okay.
And so together, that collaboration with technology, Spark and Google, and the wisdom and knowledge made for quite a nice mahi-tahi collaboration and partnership for all New Zealanders. So that's what we intended, and that's what we hope. So we're hoping sort of to inspire and encourage people to learn Te Reo Māori. We're also inviting native speakers and those who speak Te Reo Māori to come along on this waka and improve and feed in Te Reo Māori and our national treasure.
And you sort of touched on Te Aka Māori Dictionary about sort of them being the visionaries behind it, but do you want to talk a little bit about where the idea of the app came from?
So that was fairly much internal. So that was a Spark and Google collaboration. So it sat with the good-hearted people in these two organisations who really had that vision. Now, if you think about the company, I guess our internal purpose statement is, I'll say it in Māori, a whenatianga tangata katoa o Aotearoa kia matomato te tipu I te ao matiko. So to help all New Zealanders grow, stand strong and thrive in the digital world. So it's sort of living that purpose, that I guess what we want to be and do with New Zealanders.
Yeah.
And so it sparked from there, and that was a year and a half ago. I went to my first meeting sort of April, May of last year. And there were loads of people who wanted something special, I guess, in partnership with our national language. And Google was from overseas, right? So they have the sort of the global expertise.
Yeah.
But the people that were sat at the table, that first meeting, were New Zealanders.
Right.
So they were overseas and they had a vision for the most part, to be fair, their tamariki. So it was about their children and themselves learning with their children the national identity, which was quite beautiful.
Mm.
And none were Māori at that table, at that first meeting. And so I guess from there, the concept started and seeded. I mean, Google had Google Translate, and we were looking to improve that. They had other technologies like Cloud Vision, Google Cloud Vision, and, of course, machine learning, as we know.
Yeah.
So there was a want to improve that for New Zealanders too. So that's sort of where it sparked from. Of course, Spark, being a New Zealand company, kind of have a responsibility, hey, to uplift and to help where we can. And where we can is technology.
Yeah. And on the technological side of things, that's a hard word to say.
digital. Just say digital.
On the digital side of things, where do you sort of hope the app can go to from here? Like, is there any long-term plan in terms of growth or?
Yeah, I mean, there's a roadmap for it, and that's quite technical, if you like, because we've started with the one word, you know, one photo, image recognition.
Mm.
But of course you have, as I said, that pooking of those stories. You have full sentence structures. You have iwi dialect.
Sure.
So when we've tested with communities and iwi, they have suggested all these things to us, which we've popped on a roadmap. At the moment, it is available in New Zealand, so who knows, there may be scope for other things. But what we want to do is improve it over time. And what we're aiming for is a co-creation of an app that helps all of us.
Mm.
And if we can get to that space, then really it's communities who will be telling us where the app needs to go.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the technology available there. Where do you want it that is best for you to learn and to connect with our national taonga, Te Reo Māori? Yeah.
So just to finish, do you have any final comments, I guess, about Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori just as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we are in complete support. There'll be, you'll see us waving the flags and things in Tāmaki particularly around Kupu, so
we have the stall up there, and we marched yesterday in the Hikoi down here in Pōneke. I'm based here in Pōneke.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's on purpose that we coincided with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. We have a relationship with Te Tau Rāwhiti. We take our responsibility pretty seriously in this space. You know, kia kaha te reo Māori, to give power to the language, is fairly much what the intent of kupu was about.
For sure.
That and our national identity, you know. So I love that it's a week, but I have to say, why can't we say, you know, Te Tau or Te Reo Māori? Why can't we make it all year?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we inspire people? Which is what we're trying to do here, right? One
teacher
at a time with our kids, teachers with parents. We've tested in Kura Kaupapa and Rūmaki Reo down here in Wellington, and the Kaya Corps and the Tamariki are just loving it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're sort of wanting, you know. I love that there's an honour of a week where we all focus in on what is essentially our national identity, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
every day is Waitangi Day.
My personal passion would be for the year of Te Reo Māori. Over time.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
That was Lisa Paraku talking about the new Māori language app, Kupu, which is free to download now, so you can search it up if you're interested.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.